المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this wealth of iman, wealth of children, and with this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a great responsibility as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا Oh, you believe, protect yourself and your progeny from the hellfire. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ أَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ أو كَمَا قَالْ That every one of you is shepherd and responsible for your flock. As those who do not have children, they are begging and crying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them the children. But those to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already bestowed the children, they have very great responsibility over their shoulders, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً Verily, your wealth and your children are the test for you. Fitna here means a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes grants something and tests how we react, how we appreciate. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatched away, and that's how He tests after taking away that bounty and ni'mat, how my servant is reacting. Brothers and sisters, outwardly, the environment is very, very challenging. We all know about it. Now, according to one report, here in California, there are about 550,000 to 115,000 people left Islam. They became atheists in California, and among those, 25,000 to 57,500 are located in San Francisco and Bay Area. Nationwide, about 23% of the Muslim populations have left Islam. They became atheists, agnostic, and most of the majority of these numbers are the youth, because today whatever they are learning at school, the environment of the schools, plus electronic media and the games and all this thing all together is only deception to the human life. So now the schools are going to be holidays, and our kids, our youngsters, especially the teenagers, middle school and high school students, they will be at home. And as in most of the cases, parents, both husband and wife, they both go to the work from morning till evening. So they have no one to observe them, to control them, to guide them at home. Whole day they are alone at home. So, until and unless we as a parents should not take care of our kids, it is very difficult my brothers and sisters, to inculcate Iman and Islam in the minds of our youngsters. They need guidance, but there is no one to guide them. If you don't take care of them, this holiday will pass, as all other holidays are already gone. So we have to make some arrangement, we have to make some program, how to bring our kids to the masjid, how to link them with the masjid environment. Because if we as a parents, we cannot set the model and display our ideal, how are they going to guide it? First of all, we as a sorry about that. Jazakallah khair. First of all, we have to set an example for our kids that we should make wudu at home and come to the masjid at least for two salat, Maghrib and Isha, and bring your teenagers, your kids to the masjid. And if some of the parents can give me certain numbers, at least 10 kids, we can have the special class for them during this vacation. From Maghrib to Isha, they can come before Maghrib, pray Maghrib Salat, and then stay in the masjid till Isha. And after Isha, they can go home. And during this period, 1.5 hours, inshallah, we can teach them fiqh, masail, tawheed, and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the importance, masail of wuzu, ghusl, salat, how to correct the salat, etc. There are so many things, my brothers and sisters, our youngsters, they don't know. And they are confused because whatever they are watching on the media, YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, they are believing in that. There are so many websites on the name of Islam run by Qadianis, you know, and all other, you know, non-believers. You won't believe it. They put the name of Islam and the, you know, the admin is non-Muslim. How are you going to find out what is putting on the name of the Quran, tafsir of the Quran, fiqh of the Quran? We don't know. It's not authentic. But our kids, they don't understand. They just go with the flow. And they watch every kind of, clips and bayanat. They don't know who is a scholar, is appropriate scholar, or is just made, you know. So there are so many things happening in media. And our kids are just glued to the WhatsApp and iPad and all. So how they will get the right education and true Islamic knowledge? As a parents, it is our responsibility. We have to sit down with them this in holidays, and we have to spend some time with them, try to talk to them about Islam, about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stories of the Sahaba, how you can do this and when you can do it, that when we have something in our knowledge, then we can share. If we ourselves don't know nothing, how we are going to correct them? How you are going to educate them? So this is the dilemma, this is the big challenge in today's time. So to protect their Iman and Islam, this is what came in my mind. May Allah make it possible and practical, inshallah. So any parents want to come, inshallah, so we can, you know, arrange some class between Maghrib and Isha. May Allah make it happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our role model. He used to take care of the youth, and most of the youngsters used to be surrounded by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the youngsters. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, when he stood up against the ideology of the idol worshippers, his own father Azar was an idol maker, an idol seller, right? In that environment, when there was no one on the right path, there was no one on the Tawheed and Risalat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the king of the Taif, Nimrud, declared himself that I am the Lord, I am the God. And people used to worship him, believing him as a God, because he had a power, he had an army. So, single-handed, youngster, 15, 16 years old, Hazrat Ibrahim Salam stood up against his father, against the king of the time, and against the whole community at large. And he has proven by chopping the idols practically, that these statues which you people make by yourself in your own, with your own hands, has no power. Look at, they are destroyed, they are in pieces, they have no power, they cannot listen and talk to them, they cannot solve your problems. So Hazrat Ibrahim Salam, young man, stood up against the whole community. That strength, that power, that inner, energy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. And when they came back, they found all the statues were broken. They said, who did it? So they call it innahu fatan yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word fatan. Fatan in Arabic terms, a youngster, a teenager, a young boy. We hear him always condemning our gods and goddesses, and his name is Ibrahim. Definitely he must have done this. So he was very young, and in that young age he did such a great job to establish the Tawheed. Another incident in the Holy Quran with the young youngsters of the Kahf, the youngsters of the cave. In the whole surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed and praised how, because of the Tawheed and protect their iman and Islam, they ran away from that community, from that king, and they hide themselves in the cave for 300 plus years just to protect their iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them, innahum fityatun, same word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using, innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wazidnahum hudan, that they were the youngsters, young men who believed in their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we, because of that belief, because of the Tawheed, because of that believing and firm on the Tawheed, we increased them in the guidance. We guided them in a negative side also. This is a positive side. When youngsters on the right path, they can do the tremendous work. On the other side, if the youngster is misguided and it doesn't have a proper guidance, then same kind of youngster can utilize their youth and their strength in the wrong direction. Here the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَةٍ. This is the incident of Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam. When Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam, started preaching about Islam and Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, show us some miracle. So what miracle you want? He said, this is the mountain here, the rock. Bring the live she camel from this rock. And unlogic thing, but this was they demanded. And Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, if I am real your messenger, if I am real your Nabi, please satisfy them, show them. I have no power. I am preaching on your behalf. Now you are going to help me out. Miraculously, they all were together, and the mountain split, and the she came alive, came out from it. That was a miracle to prove that Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam was a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet they did not believe, most of them. And they refused, rejected. This is the magic. So there were nine, and when this she camel came out, Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam warned them, this is the miracle, and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was a pond. He said, one day my camel will go and drink the water from the pond, and next day you people can use the water of the pond. They have fixed the turns, one day and one day. So that's sometime it happened for a few days, and then they decided that this she camel alone drinking the whole water of the pond, so we have to get rid of it. Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam say, if you're going to touch, then the punishment of Allah, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon you people. They did not listen. There were nine youngsters. Again, I'm saying this is the flip side of the youth. There were nine youngsters who took this responsibility to cut off and kill that she camel. They were youngsters. They had courage. They had daring. They went out and they chopped the legs of the she camel. And the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended immediately. So youth can be good and youth can be bad. And that is why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, everyone has to answer the five questions. Very authentic hadith. Amongst those five questions, one question is the an shababihi fi mafnahu. That Allah is going to ask separate question with regard to your youth, your young age. When you were young, when you were a teenager, how you spend your time, how you spend your youth, that would be separate question for everybody. So it is showing the importance of the youth. Allah is going to question about it. How you spend your youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in disobeying and fulfilling your lust and desires. This is the question everyone has to answer on the day of Qiyamah. And those who are righteous, they spend their youth in the right manners with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with sincerity and ikhlas. There is another glad tidings for them. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that on the Yawmul Qiyamah, there will be no shade of anything except the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the shade of the arsh and throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in under that shade, there were seven categories. There are seven types of the people, believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the place under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be very close and very near. Amongst those seven categories, one is shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. A special category for those youngsters who spend their youth in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in right way. So this will be the honor for the youngsters, that they will have the special seats and kursi under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when all other people will suffering under their sweat and they are saying nafsi nafsi. These youngsters who spend their youth in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be sitting on the chairs, on the kursi under the shade of Allah's throne, and they will have no worry, no concern. So this will be granted to the youth who spend their youth in the proper manner. My brothers in Islam, if you study the history of Islam and the seerah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find most of the youngsters embrace Islam in their young age. Most of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala alayhim. First of all, Hazrat Ali ibn Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who used to live with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down from cave of Hira to Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha and informed her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me the nubuwwat, Allah ta'ala made me the Rasul. So first woman who embraced Islam was the beloved wife of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Ali was living in that same house. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking care of him from the age of 5. He adopted him. So when he entered into the house, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, both were praying salat. That was the first salat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed, and Hazrat Khadija was following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ruku, sujood, prostration, standing up. So this youngster came in the house and he found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha doing something strange which they never did before. So when they finished their salat, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, "What are you doing? I never seen this kind of actions before." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon me and made me the prophet, last messenger of Allah, and now we are Muslim." So immediately he stretched his hand and said, "Okay, give me your hand, I want to recite the kalima." And he was like 10, 11 years old. So He embraced there and there without hesitation. And this is the farsightedness and the intellect of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Immediately when he found the truth, he accepted Islam, he embraced Islam in his young age. And look at his potential. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after 13 years of preaching, eventually he had to leave the Makkah Mukarrama by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect the Iman and Islam, and he is to migrate and make hijrah during the month of Muharram, inshallah. Next week, month will be Muharram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that these are the plan of the kuffar. They are surrounding your house, and as soon as you will get up in the morning, come out, they're going to attack on you collectively, so no one can get blame of the killing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can take revenge, because the whole group is going to kill together. So that was the plan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, I have to leave at night. And they were surrounding, they were watching. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a plan. He asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. At that time, he was 22 years old, young man. He said, oh Ali, you have to do me a favor. I have some important things of the people of the Quraysh who want to kill me, but they put their important belongings, you know, the silver and golds, and I'm leaving now. So you take this responsibility. Next morning, you give it to them, their amana, their trust, and take care of them. Then you can come to Medina by yourself. And you have to sleep on my bed. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, as a youngster, knew the danger of sleeping on the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the enemies are outside. And anytime anyone can come inside the house and he can kill the person who is sleeping on the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinking that he is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was very danger of his life. But without hesitation, for the sake of deen, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got angry. Okay, I'm going to sleep here, no matter what will happen. I don't care about my life, as long as my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is protected and is safe. He slept that night, thinking and knowing all this danger around him. That was youngster. That was his potential. That was his courage. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a very lofty position. So there are so many youngsters in the early age of Islam that you will find Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, then after that Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha, who was a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam at the age of 14-15 years old. Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, very great sahabi, he is among those Ashray Mubashara, the 10 sahaba to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the glad tidings of the Jannah in this dunya, in this life. And he was only 17 years old when he embraced Islam. Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah, another sahabi of Ashray Mubashara, he embraced Islam at the age of 18. Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 18 years old. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great faqih of the deen, he was only 16 years old when he embraced Islam. Hazrat Ja'far ibn Abu Talib was only 20 years old. He is the brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he migrated to Abyssinia and he stood up when Najashi asked him, what is this new religion, what is this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He stood up in the court of the King Najashi and delivered the khutbah in such an eloquent way that Najashi embraced Islam and gave them amnesty to stay as long as they want to stay in his country. And they were the Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. He was only 20 years old, but he convinced Najashi that this is the true religion. Hazrat Arqam ibn Arqam, we all know, initially when Kuffar stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, abandoned him to perform the salat in Kaabatullah in Haram Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, make musalla in the house of Arqam ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala. That was the first Islamic center in Makkah Mukarrama. So whoever used to embrace Islam, he used to come to the Hazrat Arqam's house, and there they used to have the ta'lim, revelation, the ayat of the Quran, and whatever the new things used to reveal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach those sahaba, handful sahaba. But that was the only house of Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala an, became the first Islamic center in Makkah Mukarrama. And look at how old he was. He was only 14 years old. 14 years old. When the whole Makkah was enemies of Islam and Muslims, he took this initiative that my house is available, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am prepared to sacrifice everything. Please come and have your Islamic ta'lim in my house. So Darul Arqam became the first Islamic center, and there was a house of 14 years old boy. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the covenant, first Aqaba, Bayt Aqaba. Few people came from Medina Munawwara, is called Yathrib. And then they asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, now we are Muslim, but we don't know nothing about Islam. Please send some scholar who can teach us the Quran and the Sunnah in our town, in Yathrib, in our area. So among all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa jama'in, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam selected Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala an. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala an was a teenager. He was a very young man, and he embraced Islam, a very rich boy. And he embraced Islam in early 20s. And because of his da'wah, because of his tabligh, one third of the Yathrib embraced Islam. And another example, my brothers, is Hazrat Attab ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a cousin of Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered the Makkah Mukarrama, in 8 or 9 years after Hijrah, and then he had to go immediately to fight the people of Taif and people of Hunain. So in Makkah, now is the Islamic city, Islamic territory. He appointed Hazrat Attab ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was only 21 years old. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him as a governor of Makkah, Imam of the Makkah, while he was out of Makkah fighting with the Kuffar. He selected one youngster, and his age was only 21 years old. So he became first young governor of the Makkah Mukarramah in this age. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give advices to the youngster, like a very famous hadith was Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. He was riding one day behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the same camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu gave him the very lengthy hadith. I don't have time to go through, but he was a young boy. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Usama ibn Zaid radiallahu ta'ala an, Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. These are the young Sahaba between 15 and 20 years old, used to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time, and everyone became very great sahabi. Abdullah ibn Abbas became Hibrul Ummah, the Mufassir of the Holy Quran. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu became the Faqih of the Islam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala was the Faqih of the Islam. These were the Muftis and big shuyukh, because they spent their youth in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more thing, Hazrat Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, he was a Katib Wahi, he was a writer of the revelation. He embraced Islam at the age of 11. 11 years boy. He was in Medina Munawwara, Ansari. He embraced Islam at the age of 11. But he had lot of potential, lot of, courage in him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him when he memorized so many surahs of the Holy Quran. One day he recited the whole Suratul Yusuf in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in very good manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very happy and impressed by his knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Zaid, do me a favor." He was at that time 14 years old, 3 years after embracing Islam. 14 years old. He said, "Now the Islam is spreading. Now I have to write and communicate with the Jewish tribe. And we don't know the Hebrew language. They speak only Hebrew. So you learn this language." He appointed Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an to learn the Hebrew language, the foreign language. In today's time, like English or Spanish. So Hazrat Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an learned the whole Hebrew language, reading and writing, in 15 days. 15 days he took to learn the whole language. That was the potential of the youth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his eye, he selected him, said, "This is the youngster, a lot of potential." Rasulullah utilized his youth, his potential, his energy in the right channel for the spreading of Deen of Islam. Within 15 days, he became the eloquent, fluent in Hebrew language, reading and writing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, used to instruct him to write the letters in Hebrew to the tribes, Jewish tribe. And then when the thing came to the writing of the ayat of the Holy Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again selected this young boy, 15 years boy, that now whatever revelation, wahi is coming to me, you sit next to me, I'm going to say to you and you must write it down. That is how the Quran Majid was written by Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, who was a very young boy. So my brothers and sisters, there are so many things to say. Our youngsters are free now, and now we have to take the responsibility, bring them to the masjid with us every single day, and let us spend some time learning and teaching about Islam and seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, this vacation will be over, and they will be occupied themselves, you know, wasting time on the media and learning the wrong things which we supposed to protect them. It is our responsibility. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.